Welcome back. You're here with Rob and Leanna on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And one of the things we really wanted to talk about today were some of the do's and don'ts of financial planning. A lot of people hear that they should be doing a financial plan, that there are lots of benefits to it. But what gets talked about less often is what shouldn't you do in your financial plan?
I think that it's an amazing conversation to have about, you know, the don'ts, because, you know, we have these conversations with clients, and the main place to start is don't not have one, right?
Yep.
The double negative.
Uh-huh.
That's what my 4-year-old says. Don't not, because if you don't, then you can't even, you know, have a true illustrative vision of your future.
Well, and the scary number to that is that the stats say somewhere between 27 and 35%, depending on which survey you look at, of Canadians have a written financial plan, which means, you know, 60%+ of Canadians don't.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, if you do have one, and there's many iterations of how you could have a financial plan or where it comes from. So let's start about, you know, maybe you have a financial plan. What is the first don't?
I'm going to start with a little bit of an analogy here.
Okay.
A financial plan, we say this all the time, a financial plan isn't a GPS, it's a roadmap. Now, what we mean by that when we say that is it's not something that will give you the turn-by-turn directions. This is step one. This is step two. This is the route to get to where you're going to go. It's like pulling out a map and having a look at all of the different roads and all of the different paths that you can take to get to whatever your destination is, whether that's retirement, whether that's trying to leave a legacy for your family, whether that's gifting to your kids, whether that's whatever it happens to be, that's a financial goal that goes in there. It is a roadmap, and it will show you the different places or different ways you can get there. So the first don't with your financial plan is don't go into it without actual defined goals that are relevant to your situation.
So a destination.
That's right. You need to know where you're going. And unfortunately, there are sometimes that I talk with people and they have this idea of, well, just tell me what I can take from my portfolio and that's what I'll live on. So there's no real goal there. They'll make their lifestyle fit whatever they think their cash flow can support.
So let's stick with the analogy on the roadmap. And we're not talking about Google Maps that updates second to second. We're talking about a traditional roadmap that you set and you're looking at it. What happens if things change?
Well, here's the thing. The nice thing about having a roadmap then is you can see all the alternative paths to getting to where you need to go. If you have the turn-by-turn, the individual directions, it's very hard to course correct because you don't have any idea of the context. What are the other levers? What are the other routes that I can take to get to where I want to go? So having that destination in mind in the first place is the first piece that you really need when you're going through the planning process. So it's very difficult to actually, oh, I'm just going to create a financial plan. I hear that, unfortunately, far too often. I'm just going to create a plan. Well, your plan isn't that useful if you don't know where you're going.
And I think that the big one here is the don't, is don't set it and forget it. Don't set your plan, have a roadmap, a bridge changes in 2 years, and hey, that roadmap becomes obsolete.
Well, exactly. It's something that needs to be updated on a regular basis. Imagine if you were trying to navigate Calgary with a map that was created 20 years ago. There are entire areas of the city that don't exist. You have no idea how to navigate through those areas because they were never considered. They weren't even a thought in people's minds at that point in time. It's the same thing with your financial plan. You have no idea what the next 10, 20 years look like, and things will change over time. That needs to be adjusted for and needs to be adjusted for with that roadmap. I'm going to throw another financial plan don't at you here. Don't go in with unrealistic expectations.
Mm. Yeah, this is one that I've seen on a couple different fronts. I've seen one on, you know, the life expectancy one is a weird one because I've seen that one. And I heard the term actuarially mature this week. Don't date yourself too young. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. You can run out of money late in life. That's a big one. The other one is the expectation of spending too less. So a realistic goals on your actually what you're actually going to spend, and maybe have some leeway room in there. And then there's many on that front. I'm sure you've seen a few more.
Well, the other unrealistic expectation that we all often see are people's expectations of rate of return on right. their portfolio. Well, if I just make 8% every year, then I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. That's very unlikely to happen. So planning needs a bit of a smooth assumption. Like generally speaking, when you're doing a financial plan, you're putting into software, it's creating an average rate of return. But if you set that average too high, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure because it's very difficult to achieve an extremely high rate of return on average every year over a 30 to 40 year period.
Here's one that seems also simplistic in nature, but you know, we've seen it affect couples in retirement or families, is not communicating about money. And so when you're going through and you're setting your budget, make sure that you're both talking about where those expenses are going or what your actual lifestyle goals are, not financially, but your lifestyle goals, right? If one wants to travel, you know, to the Four Seasons, that's different than going to Drumheller for the weekend.
Absolutely. And it's a different, I'm going to use the roadmap analogy again. There's a communication about picking a destination. So say we're going from Calgary to Edmonton. Okay, we're going to Edmonton. First of all, what does that look like? But the second of all is you need to agree on how it is that you're comfortable getting there. If one person likes to drive on the highway and the other person wants to take the scenic route, you're going to have conflict about how you actually get there. The actual journey will be more difficult. So that is something definitely to take into consideration when it comes to those things.
One last one that I have found, that we have found, there can be lump sum withdrawals in retirement. And it's better to plan for those up front. We have those conversations. It could be housing. It could be kids' lifestyle costs. It could be helping with mortgages. It could be helping with down payments. It could be weddings. Any of those things. It can be bigger cash outflows.
Yeah, some of them are exciting things. It could be a big trip that you're going on, things like that. Some of them less exciting but need to get done if you need to put new shingles on your house. Big cash outlay, but it needs to be planned for. So make sure that all of the waypoints on your roadmap are set in there for sure. All right, we're going to be talking a little bit more about planning and how you actually plan for your retirement at our upcoming seminar.
Absolutely. We're going to love both of these. Calgary seminar will be on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. You could join us also in Lethbridge on Tuesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel.
Awesome. So we hope to see you there. Please go ahead to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. You can also find us on Facebook. There's a registration link through there. Just look for More Than Money on QR Calgary. You can also access past segments of More Than Money at morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can find us on your favorite podcast player. Just search for More Than Money Radio CHQR and you'll find us there. On behalf of Rob and myself, Leanna, thanks so much for joining us today.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.